Daily life has changed drastically as Mainers take steps to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Preparing and maintaining needed services for homeless clients has proven to be a major challenge for shelters who are dealing with limited space, supplies, and a dramatic decline in volunteers. Robbie Feinberg has that story.
Hey, thanks. Hey.
On a recent morning, Katie Spencer-White walks through the entrance of Waterville's Mid-Main Homeless Shelter to a nearly empty lobby.
And it's so quiet. Our parking lot is usually full. You'd struggle to get a parking space. And I drove on today, and it's almost empty. So this is our new normal.
And that new normal has posed serious challenges for shelters like this one, where she serves as executive director. White says it's not easy to follow CDC-recommended social distancing guidelines in an area where almost 50 guests sleep only a few feet from each other.
It's like summer camp, very, very condensed, all under one roof, where we've got, you know, rooms of 8 beds and then communal dining. There's lots of things that we are changing to adapt to the crisis, but it does become a matter of square footage. There's only so far you can spread people out before you hit the wall. So
the shelter has been forced to get creative.
And you can see right now we've broken all the furniture down and we're hoping...
Here in the shelter's former conference room, the tables and chairs have been pushed into a corner. The shelter plans to convert the room into a makeshift dorm. And if needed, it'll be used as an isolation space for anyone who may have been exposed to the new coronavirus. But with few medical supplies and little expertise, White is still unsure how staff will care for those in need.
It's a full house. You can't isolate people. And how do you bring employees? How do I ask staff to care for sick people without the proper equipment?
So now we are really focusing on immediate triage and making sure people have the safest possible place to stay in place and self-isolate as needed, which is not so easy.
Stephanie Prim, the executive director of the Knox County Homeless Coalition and the chair of the statewide homeless council, says shelters across Maine are wrestling with similar questions. Prim worries that as cases of COVID-19 continue to climb, the demands on service providers may only increase.
We're anticipating that. We're already seeing, as of today, some situations where family members who have been supportive of a couch surfing situation are now so fearful that they are essentially kicking people out of the household because they're worried about infection. So there's a number of things contributing to what we are anticipating as a significant wave.
Prim says state agencies have made things easier by adjusting some bureaucratic rules, and she and other advocates are pushing for policy changes within the state's general assistance program to ensure that residents who do have homes will be able to stay. But with shelters, including hers, already full, Prim says her organization is being forced to look at other options to house or isolate them.
We are actively trying to identify some empty buildings and spaces, even a hotel that might be a possibility in the area that might be able to be tapped into during this time for people that are needing a safe place to live.
And beyond housing space, providers are also struggling to find enough help. Mark Swan, the executive director of Portland-based Preble Street, says the nonprofit is searching for new volunteers after seeing a dramatic decline in recent days.
And, you know, we have 3 soup kitchens, 3 meals a day. We need a lot of volunteers, and losing so many so quickly is a challenge. And also food drives. And, you know, last week we had an annual food drive in partnership with a local company, and we went from 3,200 pounds of food, which was donated last year, to 300 pounds this year.
In an email, Maine Housing spokesperson Kara Korshen says that the agency is, quote, currently working with DHHS to help address the unique challenges homeless shelters across Maine are facing with the COVID-19 pandemic and are pursuing a range of options. DHHS Commissioner Jean Lambrew echoed that response at a press conference on Wednesday, saying the effort is being shared with nonprofit organizations and city officials across the state.
We are working with all of them to try to find pragmatic solutions that are public-privately done to ensure homeless people, like other residents of Maine, can stay safe.
But advocates warn that more supports will have to be put in place in the coming months, as layoffs and business closings could leave even more Mainers in need of social services. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.